Brothers and sisters often have rocky relationships as they pass through the trials and tribulations of their teens. But when Leo visits his younger sister Mari years later in a psychiatric hospital, he finds that reconciling that relationship while confronting their murky past can be a lifelong challenge. Let's join Leo and Mari as they talk things through in Bloodline by Olivia Robb.
Mari?
Leo.
I wanted to see you.
Really?
Why wouldn't I? It's your birthday.
Could you at least give me a present? Obviously, I'm joking.
I did, though. Here it is. I don't know if it's good.
It's just a gift. There's no good or bad.
How are you doing here?
I'm sure word spread fast in a house of two.
I get the official reports, Mari. That's not why I'm asking you.
Oh, I could tell by the vague question. I'm just seeing how invested you are.
You're my sister. Of course, I'm invested in your health.
Are you now?
Mari, I'm serious. I'm trying here.
Right.
I'm no good at this sibling thing, but I want us to be better.
Us or me? Because I'm getting better. Or at least that's what my doctors say.
Good.
Or do you mean yourself?
Listen, I'm working through things here.
Right, just as I am working through things. I'm sure you're finding my recovery fascinating.
That's certainly a word.
I guess. See, and I always thought it was going to be you who had to work through things, because you were the family's constant disappointment. Ugh, that was mean. My doctors say I need to recognize that. Sorry.
I work through things.
Right, just as I'm in the loony bin for no reason. You won, Leo. Sure showed us after all.
What the hell are you talking about?
You're finally better than I am. You're the best. Just admit it. Your pathetic little sister has finally gone nuts. You were always jealous that I was the best at everything. Well, this golden child is golden no more.
Doesn't feel like winning. And I never...
Never what? Never wanted to be the best? You always wanted that. Don't lie.
I'm not lying. We're family, Mari. And what's there left to compete for? Aren't you tired of it?
I wasn't until I lost.
We weren't how a family's supposed to be.
Maybe, but that's how our family is.
I guess. You said you were trying. I am too. We can fix us. We don't have to live in this never-ending cycle. We were a family once. We can be one again.
Come on. I want to show you something.
What is it?
Oh, relax. Don't allow me to have anything dangerous here. I've been trying different hobbies.
Flowers? You garden?
Well, not well. That's the fifth one that died this week. I've started keeping track. Here.
That's a nice drawing.
Give it back!
Why did you throw that?
They all die!
Mari, who cares if the plants die? It's just a hobby. Your sketches are really good.
They're amateurish at best.
It's okay to not be good with plants.
You're not good at anything.
Not usually. But I work at stuff and get better.
Better, not good.
I've never been perfect. I'm never going to be. It took me a long time to be okay with that. But that impossible standard is just that. Impossible.
Oh, good to see you've had a revelation. It'll do you nicely. He's not around to yell at you about it anyway.
Do you even want to see him?
No, he can rot in prison for all I care. It wasn't him who I saw anyway.
Saw? When? Who did you see?
You wouldn't understand. She always loved you.
You saw her. Mom visited you.
No, I wouldn't want her near me anyway, but I did see her.
What? You're not making any sense.
I saw her, I swear I saw her, but I don't know. I know she wasn't here.
My God, Mari, are you hallucinating?
If you were locked away for a year, you'd be seeing people too.
Can I sit with you?
What are you doing?
I'm trying. I wasn't there when you needed me, when you couldn't fend for yourself.
It doesn't seem like I can do that here anyway.
Maybe not now, but eventually.
I'm not going anywhere, Leo. Mom and Dad took that choice from me.
They don't control you anymore. You're an adult. When you leave, and you will, you'll be free to make your own decisions.
It's not that easy.
No, it's not. But I learned at least a bit. You can too.
I have to learn something completely different. I never had the luxuries you did. The freedom, the support. You had Mom on your side from the beginning. Whatever Dad said typically went, but you had someone in your corner. I didn't have anyone.
Now you do. I always should have been, but perhaps I can make it up to you now. Make a new beginning for us.
A new beginning? That's just so corny. Oh, a new beginning.
This recording of Bloodline by Olivia Robb was directed by Blake Walden. Annabelle Weber played Mari, and Leo was played by Ricky Bizarro. Narration by Michael Billy. Technical director Ren Pearson was responsible for recording, editing, and mastering all of our radio plays. Donna DeFont is our stage manager.
Our season presenter for 2020-2021 is Cannes Community Health. Our executive producers for this festival are the Nancy Schneider Tribe Memorial Fund at the Community Foundation of Sarasota County and Paragon Festivals.
Bloodline by Olivia Robb is copyright protected and may not be used in any way without the author's permission. This audio production is copyright by Theater Odyssey, all rights reserved.